Look what we have here. You seem to be able to blink your eyes again. What would they think of me if they knew I only paralyzed you, petrified you, not really turned you into stone? That seems like a lot of work. Besides, most of you die of starvation before it ever wears off, but not you. You've been so strong, so well put together. You haven't faltered one bit. I mean, to be honest, you still look the same as you did the day that you wandered in here so foolishly, waving that sword around like you knew what you were doing. You all think that way at first. Think that you're going to come in here and kill the monster until you see that the monster isn't that monstrous and is kind of appealing. And sometimes, just sometimes, I think you're appealing right back. Which is the case here. If you hadn't have been so arrogant and foolish your first day, I wouldn't have petrified you. You're far too pretty. And you make my snakes happy. And you still taste so alive. You know, I would like to see you live, if only so that I can take you out and play with you. But your body doesn't seem to be metabolizing as fast as it should. That's probably because deep down inside you are quite hungry. I have another way I could help you. If you want. Although some don't want help. They just want it to be over. Or they think that they can do it alone. They don't need my help. I've already put them in this predicament. Why would I help them? But I can now. Do you want to know how? Blink. All right. I'll tell you. You see, the best way to get your body moving again is for your heartbeat to get higher and higher. Start racing. It makes you more adept to coming back to life, so to speak. But you're at home now. You're comfortable. The sight of me doesn't scare you anymore. You've been looking at me for days. So, do you have what I'm getting at? No? Shall I tell you? We have to get your heartbeat racing another way. I could use my mouth to help you. Would you like that? You have to promise you won't kill me afterwards. I've helped one a long, long time ago, but he tried to chop my head off after I did. Promise you won't. I would hate to have to really hurt you, and I will really hurt you without a second thought. Yeah? Good. I'll just slither down here between your legs. You did pick a rather good spot to be frozen. Against a wall with your legs a little bit spread. I can get rid of this and that. See what I mean? Your skin is getting warmer and warmer as the days go by. You probably wouldn't have needed my help to come back to your normal state if you had eaten the day that you came in here, but I'm assuming you skipped that since your metabolism has slowed down so much. But don't worry, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help that heartbeat start racing. You're going to be like a little hummingbird by the time I'm done with you. See, your cock might not be fully hard, but it is warm again. And I don't think it'll need much help. Delicious. I never get over how human boys taste. Are you liking that? You know, if I help you like this, you could help me. Maybe you could come back. Since you're not scared. And fuck me the way I want to be fucked. There you go. Coming back so quickly. My mouth is skilled, isn't it? And the snakes aren't as scary when they're coiling around me. The vibration from them moving to my mouth over your cock and balls. Having a tongue like mine really does come in handy for this. Movement in your arms now. Go ahead. You can put them on the back of my head. Be gentle. You don't want to get bitten. Push me further down on your cock. You might have to come to get power in your legs again. But we can arrange that. So good. You're going to give me all of that yummy viral cum. You need to come so that you can walk out of here. Your legs are still frozen in place. Yes. Fuck my mouth. feed me. Here, come. Unless you want me to be. Now, you remember our bargain. Mm-hmm. You have to come back and fuck me. I demand it. I don't leave this cave, but if you don't return, I will send something nasty your way. And I don't want that. Because you do taste delicious. Now, hurry up and run along before I change my mind. Off you go.